Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
You're listening to Lucy Killaway's podcast from the Financial Times.
There were two heady moments during 2007 when it seemed that the bull market and management nonsense, which had been on the rampage for as long as I can remember, might be flagging. In the middle of May, a reader forwarded me the following internal email. Who moved my cheese change management workshop has been cancelled due to insufficient numbers. Could this be, I wondered, a sign that sense was taking over? I waited patiently, and in December was finally rewarded. In the latest issue of the Harvard Business Review was a story called Breakthrough Thinking from Inside the Box. This was really exciting. Thinking outside the box is the oldest and lamest management cliché of them all. I never really understood what the box was, or what was so good about being outside it. The fact that the HBR has decided, after careful deliberation, that it's better to be inside the box is splendid news. Even better would be if it had scrapped the box altogether and avoided the beastly term breakthrough thinking, but I suppose one shouldn't expect too much all at once. The box and the cancellation aside, 2007 was otherwise the silliest year since I started being interested in these things. Real life has become so much dafter than spoof that by the end of the year, the satirical Martin Lukes found himself out of a job and in a police cell. With both his liberty and, more critically, his BlackBerry taken away from him, he wrote his last FT column 10 days ago. In his honour, though, I've named two categories after him in my annual Management Twaddle Awards, which I'm awarding today. The first new prize is the Martin Lukes 120% Award. This is for hyperbole and for failure to grasp the basic laws of mathematics. The outright winner is Liverpool Council, which banned local people from smoking in their own homes when council staff came to call. A spokesman told the BBC, I am 1,000,000% confident that the people of this city will respond in a positive manner. The next award is the Martin Lukes Creavation Award. This is for combining two good words to make one bad one. The overall quality of entries in this category was excellent. After much debate, bronze goes to IBM Global Services for coming up with the Flexponsive Company. The Silver Award is won by the European Council for urging member states to adopt a flexicurity approach to policy. But the Gold Award goes to Eversheds, which is looking for trainee lawyers who are knollivators, knowledgeable motivators, proactilopers, proactive developers, and five other clumping concepts that sound more like dinosaurs than legal eagles. A third new category is the Try Hard Award, given to the company that strives most heroically to be fashionable. The clear winner is ABN AMRO, which in February invited all employees to join a staff island on the bank's virtual HQ on Second Life and hold meetings with each other. Just in case this interferes with the real meetings they might be holding, the bank has warned that this must be done on home computers only. The idea being that bankers now have such dismal first lives at home that a second life in which they pretend to be in the office is preferable. The award for the worst email sign-off had two finalists, Have a Sparkling Day and Pax. The first is grim. Reading it makes the day lose any lustre it might have had, but the prize goes to Pax for its horrible, pretentious, classical one-upmanship. Next, the award for the finest grammatical mangling. In previous years, nouns have picked up prizes for pretending to be verbs. This year, special mention goes to those that have acquired a re in front of them, to repurpose, to reposition, and to retask. Second prize is won jointly by decisioning, professionalising, and architectured, which respectively mean deciding, no idea, and built. First prize goes to activations, which are what were formerly called actions, but are now longer and more exciting. The Grimm Holiday Greetings Award is won hands down by the president of Khazar Capital in Minneapolis. He sent his annual letter to all sorts of people he had never met, instructing them to thank a service person who is risking their lives so that we can enjoy our freedoms. He then tells them his granddaughter dressed up as a Viking at Halloween and that his mom and dad went to South Dakota on holiday, drank wine and reminisced on life changes. Finally, he comments on M&A activity and begs for business. The key takeaway here, if you're going to tell clients about your private life, which for an investment banker is not a good idea, it would be better to make it a bit more interesting. And finally, this year's Top Team Bonding Award. This was as hotly contested as ever. While Martin Lukes and his team were merely playing golf, real managers were scrubbing the teeth of pygmy hippos and being stand-up comics. Yet by far the best, or worst, bonding exercise took place at the BBC. Its senior journalists and presenters were made to cuddle plastic baby dolls that screamed, and then walk barefoot through raspberry jam, and finally to wash the jam off each other's feet. The point of this exercise, which sounds like a kinky sex game gone awry, was presumably to make members of staff feel so horribly embarrassed that they resigned, thus helping the corporation towards its target of losing several thousand people.
Thank you for listening. To read Lucy Kellaway's columns online, please visit www.ft.com/Kellaway.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.